Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
But if you talk evil about your sister, the Lord says, turn them over to him that judges righteously. So you turn them over to the Lord and say, Lord, they're your child. Or, you know, I ain't my problem. I ain't going to mess with it. I ain't touching this with a 10-foot pole. I'm going to let you have it. And therefore, I can sit down and eat my supper and I don't have no high blood pressure. I don't have to sweat it. But see, that's just like another guy told me a story one time. He said there was one of his brothers had his own business. He had more money than he knew what to do with. He owned a factory and he was making thousands of dollars a day, and he went out and bought him a brand new Cadillac. And this thing was like a $30,000 car back in those days. He said, my brother was perfectly healthy. And he said he went out and a young teenager, his first trip from his factory back home, a young teenager run inside that brand new Cadillac and just wiped it out. He said, my brother jumped out of that car. He began to scream at that young man and read that young man the riot act. And he said, my brother had a heart attack right there beside that car and fell dead on the ground. Now what's all his money going to do for him? Nothing. Was that stupid little car worth a few thousand dollars to a man that had his own business that could have paid cash for that thing? Was that anything to be concerned about? No. But you see how we idolize things on this earth? And yet a human being is far more important than a few thousand dollars worth of a piece of car, because in a few years that thing's going to be in a junk heap anyway. And we fight and squabble and cost ourselves our health trying to fight over little dinky things. Too many people do it. We open the door to the devil. And the Lord tells us in His Word what to do and what not to do. And the average person in the church today has no knowledge of these great principles. No knowledge. Fools, Jesus told us in, I believe it's Psalm 107, verse 17. He said, fools, because of their iniquities, are afflicted. He calls us fools. I believe that's Psalm 107, 17, I think. But I'm not sure. Somebody might look that up for me right quick and see. I hate to be wrong. Is that what it says? That's what it says. Okay. So see, whenever you do these things and you get off into these iniquities, you're afflicted. Now, who is it that afflicts you? The devil. He comes in. Isn't it amazing that you can have a man sitting there with a perfect, normal heartbeat, 130 or 120 over 70, and everything's perfect, and your sister calls, and you get through talking with her, and you're all upset, and you sit down, and your blood pressure goes through the roof. What caused that? An evil spirit, when you got into anger and rage, it caused everything in your body to be messed up, and it can even cost you your life. Don't go there. Ain't nothing worth it, is it? Not to me, it's not. I mean, a hospital stay? A man was telling me the other day that he had, I forget, his wife had a problem, took her down to the hospital, and I forget what they did, but he was in the hospital 3 days, and it cost them $37,000 for 3 days. Of course, I know y'all are just like me. It only takes you a couple of days to make that kind of money, right? Yeah. Oh, a couple of years it is. Oh, I've got the numbers there kind of out of sequence, didn't I? But isn't that amazing? And then they tell me hospitals are from the doc, from the Lord. I'm going to tell you, when you go down to that hospital and they do a surgery on you, a doctor does a surgery on you, and they take, well, an open heart surgery, the average open heart surgery they can do in a matter of just a couple hours now with a team of doctors. And the average minimum open heart surgery costs you $200,000 to $500,000. That sounds like God? Not to me. The King that I serve, when He heals you, you know what He charges you? Nothing. Isn't that awesome? Free. It cost Him a lot. It cost Him tremendously. There's never been a human being could have taken the beating our King took so that you could be healed. but he did. And he did that for me. When I think about what our King bore for me, I guarantee I am never going to let that devil get me off into sin and deceit, and he's never going to make me sick again. I'm going to fight the battles of faith. I'm going to do it. I mean, I get so upset at that beast when I think about what he does to us today and how long he did that to me when Jesus made me all these promises. And what did he say I got to do to make all these promises work? Walk holy. Walk holy and believe. That's all I've got to do. Look at John 10:25. Jesus answered him and said, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Now Jesus is doing all kinds of miracles today, and still many do not believe. Many do not believe. All you have to do is to receive from God, is to believe. He made us the promises. Look at Mark 4:40. This was when they were out there on the ship. The storm was up. Now, who is it that generates these storms? The devil. Of course it's the devil. It's the God of this world. It's not the Father in heaven. When people say, well, that was an act of God that just wiped away Florida. It was an act of God, but what God? The God of this world, Satan. God the Father does not do those kinds of things. But the devil does it because of legal right, because of sin. That's what brings the judgments upon us. He knows that we're living in sin, so he knows his legal right. And if there's ever been a legalist on the face of this earth, it's Satan and his host. When he learns he's got legal right to you through sin, and he knows that already. He knows this book extremely well. So when you and I sin, in whatever realm it is, he knows exactly where we miss it, and he sends the exact right demon to attack us in that realm. And he makes us sick, and he takes us out, and he kills us prematurely on a regular basis. But if we walk holy before him, in fact, the Pharisees, you know, I've told a lot of people have a lot of problem getting people to repent of their sins and believe God for healing. But you know, to walk in divine health is even another step. But if you go to the step where Jesus two times in the book of John made two statements that are so awesome that if you were to think about these, you gotta really think like God. Because the Pharisees told him, said he has a demon and he's crazy. But Jesus said, I tell you the truth. To anyone that keeps all of my commandments and do what I tell you, that man shall never die. He said, you shall never see death. People said, Thurman, that couldn't mean, that's got to be spiritual death. I said, no, he was talking about physical death. He said, but you shall never die. The Pharisee says, he's got a demon, he's crazy. Well, if you can't believe, now just think, Abraham, you know, the average man today and average woman today, when we get past 40 or 50, we think it's too late. We can't go nowhere. Can't do nothing after 40 or 50. People say, man, if you're going to get married and have children, better do it before 40. You know, because if you have a child after you're 40, you'll have a Down syndrome child or something. Don't dare have a child after 40. How old was Sarah and Abraham when they had Isaac? About 100, you know. And then after Sarah died at 127, Abraham married again, and he lived to be 175, and he brought many more children into the world. The average man said, well, good grief, I'm 60 years old. I'm too old to have sex anymore. I hear people say that. You know? In fact, I had a guy down at the seminary here a while back. He was talking to a man there, and the guy was 80 years old. These young guys, you know, we think wrong. He said, Brother so-and-so, how old do you have to be before you can't enjoy sex with your wife anymore? He said, well, I don't know. And he said, well, sir, aren't you 80? He said, yeah. He said, well, how old do you have to be? He said, well, like I told you, I don't know. He said, what do you mean? He said, well, I still enjoy having sex with my wife. He said, you mean you still do it 80? He said, well, of course. Now, see, it all depends on where you live and what you think. The average man today, when he gets past 50, he's too old. You don't know the people I minister to. that's 50 years old and living in a home, and they ain't had sex in 5 or 10 years. Christians. You just don't know what I deal with as a pastor. I'm telling you. Well, my Thurman, I mean, I'm too old. In fact, I had a man, I'll tell you all this, I had a man come to me the other day, him and his wife both, come to Cheryl and I both. And they were talking about some of the problems they were having. And one of the problems they were having was there had been no sexual relationship in the home for many years. And he said, I'm too old. I said, as long as you think like that, you're too old. His wife said, well, I'm not too old. And I would love to have a relationship with my husband, but he won't. And I said, you're going to have to stop thinking like a man and start believing like God. And I said, if you will, I said, Abraham was 175 and he was still bringing children into the world when he died. I said, so you can, if you will believe God. I said, now won't you and your wife right here to kneel and pray and ask God to forgive both of you for thinking like men and women. And then I want you to start saying we will have an intimate relationship. His wife wanted to have a relationship. He hadn't touched her in years. 3 Sundays later, that man walked up to me and said, Thurman, I got to tell you, it works. He said, this morning, my wife and I had our first intimate relationship in almost 10 years. Isn't that amazing? What did Jesus say you can do if you believe? All things? Hey, I don't know about you, but I believe the King. I believe the King. I believe the King. If the King didn't mean that I can do all things, He shouldn't have told me I could do all things. Because I believe I can do all things. Yeah. See, the other day I was out there at the gym and there's a guy out there, he's only 5 years older than me. He was sitting there trying to work out at Tim's gym. I'm running through there. I slapped him on the back. I said, how you doing? He said, oh, God, Thurman, I'm wore out. I'm so old and wore out. I said, that's what's wrong with you. You speak it. I said, you've been old and wore out for the last 25 years.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.